Coach, welcome to the panel. RNZ National call Wallace Chapman, Tōpū Ingoa. Today, the much-anticipated Trans-Tasman bubble finally open for business. We discuss that. And have you booked a flight to Australia? You can text us if you have on 2101. Also, Foreign Minister Ngāi Mahuta has delivered a speech dedicated to the New Zealand-China relationship this morning. Dr. Stephen Noakes, Director of the China Studies Centre on that. And anybody remember this voice?
When rioting and looting broke out in our nation's capital, I very quickly deployed the National Guard. I said, get them in.
Remember him? It's been 100 days since Trump's all-caps tweets. Do you miss him and all his 56,000 tweets? And is it fair that he is still banned from Twitter? Also today, why we procrastinate on the tiniest of tasks. What is the reason we keep putting off the small jobs? Filing paperwork, changing an ink cartridge, putting in for annual leave. With us, Anna Fifield, the editor of the Dominion Post and Wellington editor of Stuff. Anna was formerly the Beijing bureau chief at the Washington Post and author of the book The Great Successor, The Perfectly Divine Destiny of the Brilliant Comrade Kim Jong-un. Anna, lovely to have you on the program.
Kia ora, Wallace. It's great to be here.
How does it feel being in Wellington and back in Wellington?
It feels great, yeah. I wasn't kind of trying actively to come home, but then all of a sudden it was time to come home. And so, yeah, it's wonderful to be back.
Yeah, well, great to have you here. Also with us today is someone who hasn't been on so far this year, so lovely to have him back as well, comedian and writer Jeremy Elwood. Kia ora, Jeremy.
G'day, Wallace. How are you?
Nice to have you here, and I'm very well. And with our story of the day, Caitlin Cherry. Hello to you too.
Hello. I'm dying to know who the mystery audio you played before was. Just can't work it out for the life of me.
The memories. That voice, yes. Yes.
So today I'm going to talk about something very important, which is that a woman in British Columbia has just broken the Guinness World Record for singing the lowest note by a female. Her name is Joy Chapman, and she reached the lowest C on the piano, which is known as C1, and most women can't reach those notes at all. She says she often actually had to sing the male parts in songs because she can sing so low. She can also sing really high, so she's very lucky, but not a record breaker. And she was like, she knew she was pretty good at it, but her niece encouraged her to go for the world record because she discovered that the previous lowest note sang by a female was what's called a D2, which is the second lowest D on a piano. She already knew she could sing lower, so she was like, right, I'm going to give it a go. So it had to be a very official attempt. It took several attempts because there's problems such as, a bad microphone won't actually pick up the low notes because they're quite hard to hear. So I actually have some audio of that moment that she broke the record. So have a listen.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
We have the giggles in Wellington.
Okay, so I wasn't quite sure what to expect.
This note right here, we're looking for the intensity in the waveform, but then also it's registering at 33.57 hertz, C1 plus 45 cents. All around, like, I think it's a world record note.
Woohoo!
Whee!
Congratulations!
Yeah, she did it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what to expect, Caitlin, but that is quite extraordinary.
No, I think if you ask my wife, that would be me sleeping soundly after a big night, but not if I wanted to do it deliberately.
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually just singing that note along with her, but the Radio New Zealand mics couldn't quite listen and pick it up.
Well, I have more news for you that I was quite interested in this idea of women singing the lowest note, so I wondered about men singing the highest note. So the highest vocal note sung by a male is the F sharp in the eighth octave. And this was achieved by a man in Tehran, in Iran, on the 31st of July 2019. I don't have any audio of that, but I do have audio of an Australian guy called Adam Lopez. He actually held the record for 10 years, so from 2008 to 2018. And he actually sings in what's called the whistle register.
Right.
And seriously, your dogs might start barking when you hear this, and also people with hearing loss might not be able to hear it. But here is Adam Lopez trying to beat his own record in 2008.
I sang the highest vocal note ever by a man. So it was a D7, which is the last D on the piano. So what I'm attempting tonight is to sing my D7 and hopefully try and beat it as well.
All right.
Not sure what that note was yet. What was
F-sharp.
That? F-sharp.
That's C-sharp, and it's off the piano.
Yep, so he beat the piano. He got higher than the piano's top note.
Wow. Well, when I was thinking high voices, I was thinking falsetto, like the Bee Gees, which I was a big fan of, you know, growing up, but nothing prepared me for that sort of singing. That's extraordinary.
Isn't it fascinating that his speaking voice is sort of mid-register, even slightly low, you would think. Mm. And I have a good friend of mine who's touring the country, Jonathan Lomalu, who's a bass baritone.
Oh, right.
And again, you know, his speaking voice is not nearly as low as his singing voice. I understand they're completely different mechanics, but it's always sort of interesting.
Extraordinary, and hasn't he done well? Anna, are you or have you been a singer at all in past lives?
I have not, and you don't really don't want me to start now.
That's right. True. Yeah.
I tell you what, I feel like a cup of tea after listening to those top notes. I sounded like the kettle boiling.
Well, the whistle register, people train really hard for it. It's just a really particular, unusual way of getting your voice. So my guess is it's actually related to sort of somehow closing your throat a bit, so only a tiny bit of sound is coming through, but I don't know.
Much less training than the castrato used to have. I'm glad we've moved away from that particular singing tradition.
So that's amazing, but I particularly was impressed by Joy Chapman. I mean, is it something that you obviously you must practice, or is it a lot of natural ability when it comes to that? I wonder.
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah,
I mean, there are people who obviously have huge vocal ranges. Axl Rose is one of the top ranges. Mariah Carey.
Oh, Axl Rose. Right.
Yeah,
yes.
He's got an incredible range.
And
Whitney Houston had a pretty good range as well.
Yes. And Mariah Carey made headlines, didn't she, when she did that song, Jeremy, and she hit that high note.
Yes.
What is that song?
Oh, I knew you were going to put me on the spot and do that. as a well-known Mariah Carey fan over
2101, what is the song I'm thinking of?
I do know the story you mean.
This is another reason why the Star Spangled Banner is a really hard song to sing, because it traverses up, you know, the octaves. So only really good, talented singers can sing it, which is why a lot of people mess it up.
Carl says, Wallace, my dog was listening to those high notes with great interest. Veronica's, my dog Wednesday is very interested in this and looking around for the noise. So, very interesting story of the day. Caitlin Cherry, thank you very much.
No problem.
Sue says, I'm going to see my 28-year-old son in Sydney on Wednesday the 21st. I haven't seen him for 16 months, 2 months after my husband died suddenly. So I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful trip, Sue. There, a lot of people coming in regarding whether or not feedback, whether or not you miss Donald Trump or not. But it is time for I've Been Thinking, and Anna Fifield, why don't you start? What's been on your mind?
Yeah, thank you, Wallace. Well, I was down in Christchurch at the weekend, and every time I'm there, my dad lives there, so I go quite often. I always go down to the Riverside Market. I don't know if any of you have been there, but it's this fantastic kind of food area right on the Oxford River there. It's always so lively, and every time I'm there, it's like, why can't Wellington have something like this? So I've been thinking a lot in my day job about the regeneration of Wellington, and that obviously we have a lot of earthquake strengthening going on here, a lot of empty shops, a lot of bureaucrats working at home. So I've just been thinking about the vision for the city and what it takes to kind of push Wellington forward to the next kind of level.
I think I saw those images on your Twitter feed of Riverside Market. They looked very vibrant, didn't they? Very, very buzzy, and just a lot of people having a great time.
Yeah, it's such a magnet for people to come and eat. There was salsa dancing on the street and like a Thai cultural festival going on. It was very vibrant, and sometimes I feel like some of that is missing in Wellington these days, especially around the Civic Square area, because there is so much earthquake strengthening going on.
Okay, so let me ask you, coming back from Washington after some years and coming into Wellington to take this role as editor of Dominion Post, the main paper there, What sort of Wellington do you see now? Because that has been really the subject, hasn't it, in the last, really the last 6 months?
Yeah. Well, actually, I came back from Beijing, so it was a very marked contrast.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, I mean, I chose to come back to Wellington. I really love Wellington. I was a student here and worked here and things, and I really, you know, all these years I've been away, I've just said I was from Wellington because people know where Wellington is. I'm actually from Hastings. No disrespect to Hastings. Mm. You know, I think that there could be much more kind of creativity in the city of Wellington. Like, it does feel very tired. I mean, the fact that the buildings are, many buildings are closed. It's just, I don't know, needs a new lease on life, needs a new kind of economic model that's not centred entirely on kind of coffee and things like that. So I hope that the city will use this, the COVID experience and the experience of having to like rebuild a lot of buildings from scratch to think a bit more kind of out of the box and how to revive the city centre.
Well, yeah, you go to Wellington quite a bit, Jeremy. Well,
yeah, I do go to Wellington quite a bit. I'm probably in Christchurch even more often, and I completely agree. I think Christchurch, I mean, tragically, they had this opportunity where they had to rebuild so much. But not just the Riverside Market, which is terrific, but all over the city there are little things that have popped up that have taken advantage of that opportunity and run with it. And I agree with Anna. I think Wellington has a real chance at that now. If you're going to have to do the work, then you might as well think about what's going to be in those buildings and those public spaces later, which I think is something, you know, this is going to be a very unpopular opinion around the country, but it's something Auckland has started to do quite well. If you look at some of the developments that have popped up in places like Wynyard Quarter, either side of the viaduct, actually, there's been some interesting choices that have kind of worked.
Okay. Anna, thank you very much for that. All right, Jeremy, I've been thinking.
Yeah, well, my mind almost ties into that, actually. I had an appointment with my osteopath, actually, this morning, and he asked me what I was doing for Anzac Weekend, and I suddenly realised that I had no idea when that was, and I now know it's coming up immediately. But I think we're in a similar scene with everything being so abnormal for the last year that we've got a real chance to look at a lot of the stuff we just do normally, like when we have our public holidays, when we move daylight saving, our working hours. You know, I realised, you know, a lot of parents got caught out by this new-ish Tuesday after Easter teacher-only day that happened, and there's been other times where people have come out of lockdown, suddenly their kids are back at school, and then they're gone again, because that's just when we have holidays. I'll be really interested to see moving forward how flexibility in our lives carries on. And I know some businesses are doing it. They're allowing people to work from home more than they did, reducing hours. Some businesses trying out the four-day week. Obviously, not you. You're here every day. And obviously, you know, as a comedian, it doesn't make a huge difference to my life. But I do think it's the same kind of thing that Anna was talking about, is we have this opportunity where we've become used to things not being normal. So let's have a good look at it and work out. You know, we've always had this long string of public holidays at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
And I understand things like Easter and Anzac Day are based around...
So you want to shake things up a bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give COVID a chance to shake things up, Anna?
It already has. Give it another chance.
Absolutely, I agree. I mean, they're all bunched up at the beginning. Mm. Yeah, I was looking at the Sun's school calendar the other day, actually, and, like, actually a little sad that there's no holidays for a very long time. So I think it's a great point that you're making, Jeremy, about how we... This is a chance for us to really question the way we've been doing things and just to ask, is it the best in all aspects of our lives and the way we run our country?
Mm. All right, a lot to discuss today with Anna Firefield, first up on the panel, also Jeremy Allwood. Now, we have had quite a few responses. By the way, Mariah Carey, the song that we mentioned on the panel is Emotion. That's it. So, yep, that's the one. Now, we will try and get hold of a Peruvian singer called Ima Sumac Vocal Range. Apparently, Ima Sumac, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, is the record holder for the highest pitch, as I do believe. Anyway, a lot to discuss here on the panel, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on RNZ National.